Well, good morning and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios. This morning, happy to have with me a pretty influential, famous, standout athlete with me this morning, among other things, Bill Watts. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you.
Bill, you grew up in
Jerseyville,
Jersey County, and you played some pro ball, you high school basketball, you went with the team. They did as well as I think anybody else has done in history. And we'll talk all about that. But first of all, tell me a little bit about you. Didn't you grow up in Grafton?
I moved to Grafton when I was in the fourth grade, and then fifth and sixth grade is when I started playing basketball.
I see.
And I played for Kenny Braden, the father of the crew here.
Okay,
It's not the Kenny Braden. That's his son. But anyway, that's when I started playing basketball.
Okay.
And then I moved to Jerseyville and played basketball in the seventh and eighth grade for Dale Daugherty.
Okay.
And
may I ask, whenever you played basketball in grade school, were your teams pretty good?
I don't remember.
Okay. I bet they were.
I hope so.
Yeah. So then you went. You graduated from Jerseyville.
Yes.
In what year?
1958.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you play football as well?
I played football and basketball and track. Track wasn't one of my strong suits, but that's what I did. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that famous basketball team.
Well, in the we were a pretty good team. I think our total record was 27 wins and 4 losses, and the players on that team was Carl Crawford, Riley Wallace, Jimmy Austin, and Bill Smith, and myself. And we went to the Sweet 16, or that's what it used to be called. Now I think it's the Elite Eight, but we played for the state championship, or for that to go to the Champaign, and we played against Highland, which we lost.
Yes,
and that was still an avid memory that I could go into avid detail if you would like, but it would be pretty sad, so I don't want to do that. But anyway,
did you lose at the last shot or something?
It was kind of.
Yeah.
It was an overtime game.
And oh,
Everybody in good nature, the guys that are still with us, that they still, we figure out who lost the game for us. And some of them say I did. Some of them say Riley did. I say Carl did. Anybody but me. So
so tell me a little bit about those players that you played with, those special players.
Well, Riley Wallace, he played, and he went to Centenary College and played basketball, and he ended up being the coach at Hawaii.
Yeah.
And
University of Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah. And he came back here. He lives here in Jerseyville now. And,
oh, great.
So we see him. We get together every once in a while. Bill Smith was probably the star player. He was a guy that the offense was built around, and Coach George Havens was the coach
right
at that time. Yeah. And he's a very successful coach. Carl Crawford and anyway, that we still see each other every once in a while, get together. So
were you what kind of a team were you? Very defensive, or were you
pretty? I don't see it today, but we were very slow, very articulate,
methodical.
Methodical. No fast breaks, nothing like that. We'd stall, but we had plays that we would run, and everybody knew what to do. It was
very controlled.
Clockwork, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. We knew who was going to take the shot, and wherever Jimmy Austin would end up on the floor, that would be the signal where we would shoot, or the play that would come up. So we I still remember those.
Hey, tell the listeners firsthand a little bit about your coach, George Havens. What kind of a guy was he?
He was a very excellent coach. He was, you know, one of the, in the state of Illinois, he was honored for his coaching, and he was very no-nonsense type stuff. And the thing that I always remembered is in the huddle, or as we group, nobody would want to stand next to him because whenever that you'd break for the huddle, he'd slap you on the leg and you'd have a red leg. That's just like, let's go or something like that. And so I remember that about him. And him and Coach Jerkannon, the football coach, they would argue a lot in jest.
Oh, because they were both coaching basketball?
Yeah.
Did they both coach football?
No, football. Coach Jerkannon was football and he was
assistant
basketball, and they were separate. They had assistant coaches and stuff, but they weren't together. They were different.
Now my dad played for Jerkannon. At Jerseyville High School. Now you play for Jerkannon. I guess you had a pretty good football team as well.
Yeah, I think we were. I'm not sure about this. I think we were 7-2.
And then you went on to play college ball.
Yeah, Coach Jerkannon, I got a scholarship to the University of Miami in Florida.
Yes.
And I don't know how I got that, but I was sitting at home one day, and this guy comes, knocks on the door, and he said, you want to go to the University of Miami? And my dad kind of wanted me to, so I said, sure, okay. And so anyway, I ended up going to the University of Miami where I played for 4 years, and that was interesting. It was good.
I bet, yes. Yeah. And what position did you play?
I played offensive tackle and defensive tackle, played both ways. And in high school, I was a fullback.
Okay.
And I didn't even know how to line up in a 3-point stance hardly, but anyway, I learned quickly.
But you were an exceptional athlete, so they could put you anywhere they want.
I guess, yeah.
And after 4 years at Miami, you ended up going pro.
Yeah. I went to, it was called the Dallas Texans, and they later become the Kansas City Chiefs. And I played 1 year with them, and
How come you didn't go on to play more years?
I had a no-cut contract with the Army.
Oh.
Going through ROTC, and so I ended up in the Army. And
now, did you sign that contract before you met the Miami coach who wanted you?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
shoot.
Yes. And it was it was a no-brainer. I didn't have to make any decisions. I was in the Army, or I was going to. I went in as an officer, and if I didn't, you know, go in at that time, they indicated that I would be drafted. And
you told me that you tried to talk the Army. I'll let you play some more football because you want to continue playing pro football.
Yeah, I said, I'm not going to accept my commission. So I'm not going to join the Army. And they said, well, that's okay, but we'll draft you. And I said, well, you can't do that. And they said, yes, we can. And so I believed them. So anyway, that's how I ended up in the Army, which was a blessing also.
It was?
Yeah.
Well, where did you go in the Army?
I was in for 20 years, and I started out as a second lieutenant, and I ended up as a lieutenant colonel. And I went, my first assignment was in Germany, and it was supposed to be for 3 years. And so I said, well, that's good. And I thought, after 3 years, I'll get out. And what I was kind of thinking, and then what happened, they had to, they wouldn't let you out because of the Vietnam War. So from Germany, I went to Vietnam and then served there a year. And I came back and went to school. And all this time, anytime they give you something, you owe them something. So I went to school. So now I went to it's called an AT&T school. It was a very year school. And then I went back to Vietnam for the second tour after 1 year. And then I come back, and then I end up going to Korea for a year. Those are all unaccompanied tours. So my wife had was in charge of the family.
Well, tell us right now, just tell us a little bit about your wife and family.
She was Sharon. Her maiden name was Sharon Muntz, and I dated her in high school.
Okay.
And then in college, got married. We had two children.
Did you have, you got married and had children while you were in college?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I did. And it was, she worked while I was in college, and she kind of supported the family. You know, she was the breadwinner, and I got a little bit of money from doing odd jobs type deal and stuff like that.
She sounds like one heck of a woman.
Yeah, she was. She was. And she was... good to put up with me, and I'm not saying that in jest, but it was a good experience, you know. It was,
and in the army, how about the army signal corps? You were part of that.
Yeah, there's different branches, and in the signal corps, when I went to Germany, I was in the cable construction, and then you move through various things, and I was in HF radio and VHF radio and stuff like that. And then when I came back to the States, I ended up getting out of the Army, and I believe it was 82, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
82. And so I didn't know what I was going to do. I went on a few interviews, and...
You didn't want to stay in the Army?
Well, no, I didn't.
Wanted to do something different.
Yeah. And so I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I was just interviewing with various companies and stuff. And so I remember... my wife worked for U.S. Air, who no longer exists, but she worked for U.S. Air. And so we're flying from St. Louis back to Washington, D.C. And with her being working there, you get a fly free if space available. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sitting in a seat behind her, and she's sitting in a seat next to the some guy there. And she's talking to him, and she talks about me being in the Army and associated with Worldwide Military Command and Control System, which is a data processing network. And he worked for MCI, and that's how I got the job. He said, well, we're looking for somebody like you. And so anyway, I went on an interview, and it was almost exactly what I was doing in the Army.
Wow, isn't that crazy?
Very, so very fortunate.
So coincidental. Fortunate. Yeah, the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
So you went to work for MCI.
Yeah.
Didn't you work on, you said something like that's equivalent to what email is today?
Yeah.
And the internet? It was like the beginnings of all that?
That was the beginning of electronic mail. It was the first company that did that. They had some very high-powered engineers that worked there, a guy by the name of Vince Cerf, who was one of the ones that invented the internet. And so he worked there. He was a vice president of the thing. And that they developed what's called MCI Mail at that time. But that it was the first company that had that. And they would deliver mail. Like in California, you could get it in 2 hours, a physical copy of the mail. What they would do is if you had sat at your typewriter and typed something to go to California and you wanted it to go within, you know, within a few minutes, it would go to the site in California, wherever was close to wherever, and it would be printed, and they would put it in an envelope and carry it to wherever it was. Now, that's because everybody didn't have a computer at that time.
Okay. So, yes.
But it was a pretty impressive job.
Yeah. Now, did I understand that this MCI, was that in what town, what city?
That was in Washington, D.C.
Washington, yeah. D.C. So you spent some time there,
yeah,
in D.C.
I was with them for my second retirement.
Yeah.
I worked there most of the time when I was with MCI. And then they moved their headquarters to Cary, North Carolina. And so I went to Cary, North Carolina with the site down there, operations. I was a director of network operations in Cary, and then that's where I retired the second time from. So I moved from Cary back to Jerseyville.
Okay.
I've been here ever since.
So you retired at what, 19, what? 95, did
yeah,
you say?
Yeah, I think it was 95, somewhere around there, yeah.
And so now I understand you're a prolific at working out. You have a partner that you work out with,
yeah.
And you stay, and I tell you what, you're 86, 83, sorry about that, 83, and you look like you're in great shape.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope I'm healthy, and it's a habit. I complain the whole time, but we've been doing it for a long time, about 25, 26 years, three times a week, and very seldom miss a day, miss a workout session.
So who's your workout
partner? Carl Crawford. He's
back from high school. You
yeah,
guys have
worked out, known each other from high school, and all this time been very good friends and very just challenge each other. You know, he doesn't quit and I don't quit. So
well, that's great.
Yeah.
Now when I think off that high school basketball team, I know Carl went to Mizzou.
Yeah.
You went to Miami.
Yeah.
Where did any of the other
Riley
players?
Went to Centenary in Louisiana.
There, yep.
Bill Smith went to Arkansas. And Jimmy Austin, I don't know where he went.
Okay, but he did go somewhere.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure. Yeah. And
all the play football and guys play basketball.
They were all back. Well, Carl was the only football player and basketball player, and the rest of them were basketball and track, they not football.
I see. And
then Riley, he played at Centenary, and then after that he ended up coaching at the University of Hawaii.
Yes.
And he did that till he retired, very successful.
Yes.
He came back and worked in Las Vegas for a while, and now he's back in Jerseyville.
That's
Carl's
great.
In Jerseyville. Bill Smith is in Alexandria, Virginia. Jimmy Austin passed away. And there's others that were on the team, but I can't remember where they are or what they're doing. So.
Now, Bill Smith, I suppose he's in direct line with the Smiths here in town?
In Grafton. He was
in Grafton.
A Grafton guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he had... I don't think he's related to. Well, there's a lot of Smiths. I really don't know. But
they probably are.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're here in Jerseyville. You work out, and you have some grandchildren that have went to school here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And played sports.
That's right.
Who are they?
They. Nathan Crenshaw, he played football. Billy Ritchie.
Nathan, the guy that's built like a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Were you built like him when you were?
No, absolutely not.
I haven't seen him for a while, but boy,
he works out. Yeah. And then Billy Ritchie, he was a quarterback for the Panthers, and he lives in Godfrey now. Nathan yep. lives in Jerseyville, and
Billy and my son George and Craig's son Luke,
yeah,
all played on that team.
Yeah.
Had a really good football
team.
Yes, they did. And they were fun to watch.
Yeah, and Billy went on to Baptist God, I can't think of the name of it, but Baptist College or something like that. And,
yeah.
He played there also. So
yep. I actually saw Billy play before
at college. Yeah. George, your son played for?
He played in Belleville for.
Yeah. I remember I was at one of the games that were, I think they played against each other.
I think they did.
Billy with Billy. Missouri Baptist and, and yeah, I remember that. In fact, I have a picture of it, I think.
Oh, do you?
I do.
Well, Bill, do you have anything you want to throw out there before we close this great interview that we've had?
No, I've poured all my information out that
okay.
I have.
Well, Bill, thanks so much for coming in. Bill Watts, ladies and gentlemen, grew
thanks
up
for
in Jersey
me.
County.
Yeah.
Quite a accomplished a lot of really cool things in his lifetime. That's for sure. And he's still living. He's still doing it, working out, carrying on. And thanks so much for coming in, Bill.
I hope we have another interview in 10 years.
I do too.
Thanks a lot.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye.